Morning is the johngibson.com premium podcast member morning news digest. I call the morning dump. It's Friday. That means it's free. I do this on Fridays so the people who haven't subscribed can get a taste of what this is all about and maybe decide, oh yeah, I'll subscribe. I'll help old John Gibson out. It's only $3.50 a month, which is what? One ATM feed? Come on. Anyway, it's a tangle of analysis and thoughts and emotions around the Al Franken resignation announcement. First off, the major papers, meaning the New York Times, the Washington Post, etc., thought the most important thing Franken said in his resignation speech was the, quote, irony that he's leaving while an admitted sex harasser was in the Oval Office and an accused child molester was running for the Senate with the full support of the Republican Party. If you didn't already know where this story has been headed for weeks, Franken threw a spotlight on it. Franken is paying the price of Democrats' purchase of the moral high ground. More than one think piece or analysis today talks about how the Democrats are busy throwing under the bus anybody on their team who is under the slightest cloud because they want to be able to stand up and say, look at those heathen Republicans supporting that accused child molester Roy Moore. No matter that Paul Ryan made Republican House member Trent Franks resign today for a muddled story about asking a staffer to consider being a birth mother, a surrogate, for he and his wife as they have had problems having children. That story didn't fly at all. Boom. Republican Trent Franks gone. No, it was Franken who dominated the headlines. Arguments among Democrats about whether he was treated fairly or not. Anne Marie Cox was on MSNBC this morning, where else, saying of course he wasn't treated unfairly. Accusations are enough. Meanwhile, reliably liberal Washington Post columnist Ruth Marcus was arguing exactly the opposite, that Franken should have been cut some slack in the form of an actual proceeding like the Ethics Committee. Instead, he was bum-rushed to the gallows before he had a chance to say much of anything in his defense. But no matter. The Democrats will hug Al and tell him he's wonderful, and it's a shame, but he had to go because they have their eye on bigger game, namely President Trump and the entire Republican Party. Trump is accused, and under the Franken rules, the Democrats claim the right to declare him guilty. Same with Roy Moore. Accused equals guilty. And the same with the Republican Party at large. It is sending money to help Roy Moore's campaign. Therefore, the party stands with child molesters. What else does anybody need to say? The Dems aren't done with their team just because Franken had to commit political seppuku. Harold Ford, the former congressman and Morning Joe regular, got fired by Morgan Stanley for sex something, and MSNBC promptly suspended him. They're losing panelists left and right over there at Morning Joe. Oh, and outing is profitable. Let me restate that. Oh, and outing men is profitable. The two women who outed Harvey Weinstein got a nice fat book deal, while Ronan Farrow is resisting a book deal on his investigation of the same nefarious Weinstein. As a man, he knows it's best not to show up the women. He could lose his special place in the man-bashing sorority. Is there some Trump news today? Yeah, the Palestinians are mad. The peace process is ruined, they say, because Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. To honor the now-defunct peace process, the Palestinians are going to conduct a day or two of rage, which will not be peaceful. Trump is evidently ruining the party at the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum by deciding he would attend the opening. Civil rights icon John Lewis said, "If Trump's there, I won't go." So he's not going. And black people around the museum say it's just for whites anyway because only whites can afford the $8 admission fee. In today's climate, I have no idea why we haven't heard it's going to be free for black people and $8 for whites. Seems perfectly logical by today's race logic. And Trump is going to Walter Reed for the traditional presidential physical. This is evidently brought on by the media thinking you could hear Trump slur his words in a speech a couple of days ago. Is the president suffering from a stroke, the media asks? Did the president's dentures come loose, the media asks? Evidently, to quiet the storm, Trump is going to trek over to Walter Reed for a physical. Finally, the Bitcoin craze is showing signs of the tulip craze in Holland a few hundred years ago. Bitcoin shot up by 40% in 40 hours. Anybody who thinks this is not a bubble and that there will not be a crash is not an investor, but a simple run-of-the-mill gambler. So go ahead, but don't come crying to me later. There's more, and it will come later on the show. That's your johngibson.com premium podcast morning news digest. I call the morning dump. Check out the radio show at noon Eastern. It's on all fine radio stations in your area, or, of course, it is live streaming on johngibson.com.